spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Deeply in and slowly out. Maintain your regular breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. Each of us is a child of God. Each of us inherits God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slowly and relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. This is our time of communion, our time to let go, and to realize that we have all we need. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. I am the healthy and whole being that God created me to be. Healing is about so much more than the physical condition. It is also an ongoing renewal of our thoughts. So we keep our beliefs about ourselves and the way we want to live positive. Such a life-affirming attitude is in tune with our eternal and ageless spiritual nature. Whatever our expression of healing may be, healing of our mind, our body, it springs forth from God's Spirit within us. Our thoughts affirm the truth about us. We are eternal and ageless spiritual beings. Holding on to an image of wholeness may be difficult, yet we know that the physical body is a home for the eternal spiritual being that we are. Such an understanding blesses us spiritually and physically. We are the healthy and whole being God created us to be. And now join me as we go on that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. Those gifts that are already within each of us. So we make our way to the doorway of the secret place. And before we can enter, we must become empty. Are there emotional and mental baggages that we're carrying? Is there physical baggage that we are carrying around that is no longer serving us? This is the time to let them go. Just see them falling away. We take a step through the door. And as we do, we feel the light, the life of Christ, flowing over us, around us and through us, and healing us and lifting us to where we never could imagine to be. And it moves out into our world and blesses others. We take a seat. We open up our hearts and allow the flow of God's goodness to come into us. Feel the healing taking place. Feel the harmony. Feel the guidance that we're seeking. And now for the next few moments, without the sound of my voice, let's use our time to pray and receive answers to our prayers and to be still. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and answered them as you always do. We are grateful for your guidance this coming week. We are grateful for each other and to be in each other's lives. We thank you for all the blessings that you continue to give us. And we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.